And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of November 27th. This week in 1972, Grease opened up on Broadway. Elvis's movie Fun in Acapulco opened this week in 1963. And in 1964, Mick Jagger and his erratic driving, it wasn't very erotic at all, his erratic driving cost him a fine of £16 this week in 1964. In 1989, Stevie Wonder joined Paul McCartney on stage at Paul's L.A. concert to sing Ebony and Ivory. This week in 1979, Ringo Starr's home in Los Angeles burned down to the ground. John Lennon's last stage appearance took place this week in 1974, and it was at an Elton John concert in New York's Madison Square Garden. In 2001, Aretha Franklin sued a tabloid newspaper for $50 million over their story that claimed she had a drinking problem. Chuck Berry was sued by a former piano player, alleging that the sideman wrote the music for 52 of Chuck's big hits. And that was in 2000. But the judge threw the case out of the courts, saying that too many years had passed from when he thought he had co-written to when he claimed he had. Bobby Darin married actress Sandra Dee this week in 1960, and that marriage lasted 7 years. Marianne Faithfull collapsed shortly before her concert in Milan, Italy this week in 2004, and she was later diagnosed with cancer. Ricky Nelson became the first rock and roller to be appearing on the cover of Life magazine in 1958. Also in 58 this week, Neil Sedaka signed with RCA Victor Records. Buddy Holly, Sam Cooke, and the Rays all made their national TV debut on The Ed Sullivan Show this week in 1957. In 1967, Jimmy Rogers was found beaten in his car on the San Diego freeway, and it certainly left him with a brain injury that took many, many years for him to get better. Cindy Birdsong from the Supremes was kidnapped this week in 1969. Fortunately, she escaped unharmed. Ringo Starr's tonsils were taken out at a London hospital this week in 1964. Consequently, he missed part of the Beatles' Australian tour. Now, here's where the unfortunate part came in. The BBC made an error and said that Ringo's toenails had been removed. Dreamgirls, loosely based on the story of the Supremes, opened on Broadway this week in 1981. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the Shirelles, Gene Pitney, and B.J. Thomas were owed $1.2 million in unpaid royalties, and that decision came about in 1991. In 1959, Bobby Darin appeared on the TV series, This Is Your Life. 11 people died in a rush for opening seats at a Who concert this week in 1979 in Cincinnati, Ohio. Keith Richards was electrocuted and knocked unconscious during a Rolling Stones concert in Sacramento, California this week in 1965. The Beatles met future manager Brian Epstein for the very first time at his Liverpool record store, NEMS, Northeast Music Service. They met in 1961. DJ Alan Freed received a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1991. In 1966, Ray Charles was given a 5-year suspended sentence and a $10,000 fine in a drug conviction in Boston, Massachusetts. In 1969, John Lennon was asked to play the title role of Jesus Christ Superstar. However, the offer was withdrawn the following day. A fire at a Frank Zappa concert at the casino in Montreux, Switzerland, was later immortalized in Deep Purple's Smoke on the Water this week in 1971. The first Monkees concert took place in Honolulu, Hawaii in 1966. Elvis's comeback TV special aired on TV in the U.S. this week in 1968. Cliff Richard's movie, Espresso Bongo, debuted in London, England this week in 1959. In the studio, after 4 weeks of work, the Beatles finally finished recording Strawberry Fields Forever this week in 1966. Andy Williams cut I Can't Get Used to Losing You in 62, and Harvey and the Moonglows recorded the Ten Commandments of Love in 1957. Birthdays: Jimi Hendrix, born this week 1942, Eddie Rabbit, born in 1944, Bruce Chanel is 76, R.B. Greaves, born in 1943, Randy Newman is 73. Motown Records founder Berry Gordy Jr. turns 87 this week. Felix Cavalieri from the Rascals is 72. Denny Doherty from the Mamas and Papas born this week in 1941. Chuck Mangione turns 66. Jody Miller, 75. Mako is 77 this week. Frank Ifield, 75. Alan Sherman, born this week in 1924. Rob Grill, the lead singer from the Grassroots, born 1943. Luther Ingram was born in 1937 this week. Bob Morris turning 85. Jimmy Bowen, 80. Dick Clark, born this week, 1929. Gilbert O'Sullivan is 70. Sandy Nelson, 78. Billy Paul, born in 1934 this week. Lou Rawls, born in 1935. Bette Miller turned 69. John Densmore from The Doors, 71. Andy Williams, born 1927. Paul Nicholas is 71. And Jody Reynolds, remember Endless Sleep? Jody was born this week in 1932. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of November 27th. For any late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com and then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.